on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Eskom has admitted that it's battling to put an end to load shedding.
We have, in this current year, failed three times. Stood up here, have to face the nation, having to say that we're experiencing load shedding. And this is clearly something that is not acceptable.
It follows the return of rolling blackouts after the power utility implemented Stage 3 on Friday. It's expected to last until tomorrow. Briefing the media in Pretoria yesterday, Eskom board chairperson Mdedo Nyati said they are fast-tracking efforts to ensure they deliver on their mandate to keep the lights on.
We have made a decision that things are not going to be business as usual within Eskom going forward.
And investigations are underway into the cause of a crash that claimed a woman's life in the north of Durban. First responders say a minibus, taxi and buggy collided last night at the intersection of Chris Honey Road and Queen Nandi Drive. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says at least 18 people were injured.
One person in the buggy, a female believed to be in her 40s, was found severely entrapped in the wreckage. And on assessment, paramedics found that she had sustained fatal injuries and there was nothing paramedics could do for her and she was declared deceased on the scene. The Itsekweni Fire Department had to use the jaws of life and other hydraulic equipment to cut her free from the wreckage. Three other casualties had sustained critical injuries. Once stabilized on scene, all of the casualties were then transported through to various Durban hospitals for the further care that they require.
And you're reminded that the N3 between the Key Ridge and Hammersdale interchange will be closed between 8:45 and 11 this morning. Roads agency Sunrail says it's to relocate Eskom lines as part of its realignment project. The closure includes the Peacevale on-ramp to the N3 southbound. Motorists can use the R103 as an alternative route. And abroad, former Bank of England Governor Mark Carney is the front runner to become the next Canadian Prime Minister. The Liberal Party is voting for a new leader today to replace Justin Trudeau, who announced his resignation in January. If elected, Carney will have to steer the country through Donald Trump's tariffs. On the weather front back home, mostly clear skies in KZN today. Durban, Kokstad, Margate and Newcastle reach a high of 30 degrees. Moy River 31, Richards Bay 35, Pietermaritzburg and Ulundi 34, Ladysmith 32 and 28 for Underberg. In Durban, we've got 1.5 meter swells at sea this morning with sunset at 20 minutes past 6. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. I'm Tamasha Kanyi from the Newswatch team.